There are three circumstances under which a person has to give up his life rather than transgress a mitzvah or an avira in the Torah. The first circumstance is when it's in public, when there's 10 Jews present and a goy asks him to transgress an avira, so he has to give up his life rather than transgress in public. The second circumstance is even when it's in private, when there are fewer than 10 Jews present, but there's a government decree which says that people cannot observe a particular mitzvah, that people must perform a particular avera. So in that case, even though it's not in public, he still has to give up his life. And then the third case is, even if it's not in public, and even if there's no government decree, but if a guy demands that he either give up his life or transgress avodah zarah, gilui arayos, or shvichus damim, so he's obligated to give up his life rather than transgress those three cardinal sins. So the question that arises is, are these three all basically the same, or are there differences between them? So in order to answer this question, we have to analyze a second question, which is interrelated. And that question is that we find, just like there are three rules, there also are three exceptions to these rules. One exception, the Gemara tells us, is the exception of Hana'as Atzman, that if the guy is asking the person to transgress the mitzvah, or if maybe the Gzeres HaMalchus, or maybe the Gilei Arayos or Shvichus Damim, whatever, is purely for the guy's personal benefit rather than to cause the Jew to become an apostate, so then it is permitted sometimes to be over the Avera rather than to give up one's life. So that's exception number one, is Hanas Atzman. Exception number two, the Gemara says, is Karka Olam. If the person is going to transgress with total passivity, without performing any action, so then it's possible that some or all of these three cases of Yehar Gval Yavar, these three cases where a person must give up his life rather than transgress, if the transgression is totally passive, so then perhaps he'd be permitted to transgress rather than give up his life. And then the third exception is if the person isn't Jewish, so again, it could be that there's exceptions for non-Jewish people, that they don't have to give up their life under these circumstances. And in all three of these cases, the question is, what exactly is the rationale for the exception, and how broadly does it apply? Does it only apply to being over on an avira b'farhesya in public, or does it apply even to the other two, to being over on an avira b'shas gzeras hamalchus, and to being over on avodah zarah, gilui arayos, and shvichus damim? So let's analyze the second question first, and then from there we'll come back to the first question. So let's take the first heter, which is the heter of Hana'as Atzman. If a guy asks a Jew to perform an Avera, but the intention is not to make the Jew apostatize, so then it's permitted. This appears in the Gemara specifically in the context of being over b'farhesya, of doing any Avera in the Torah in the presence of 10 Jewish people. So the question is whether we can expand it any further than that. It should be noted that the reason that a person is not allowed to transgress any avir in the Torah in the presence of 10 Jews is because it would be a chilul Hashem to do so, and there's a mitzvah to be mekadish shem shemayim, there's an avira to create a chilul Hashem. So basically, the mitzvah of kiddush Hashem forces or requires people to give up their life rather than transgress in public. So the Ran brings down b'shem a Talmud of the Ramban, whose name was Rabbeinu David, who was a very, very important Rishon. He has a very important Sefer on Maseches Pesachim. The Ran brings down in the name of Rabbeinu David that this heter to transgress rather than give up one's life applies not only to something which occurs b'farhesya, but even even applies to an avera which is performed b'tzina b'shas gzeiras hamalchus. Meaning that if the government makes a decree, let's say that people are not allowed to observe Shemitah, let's say that the Roman government was in charge of Eretz Yisrael, and they made a decree that people can't observe Shemitah. But the reason for that decree is not to make the Jews apostatize. The reason for that decree is because they tax all of the agricultural products of the land, and if people let the land lie fallow, so then they're not going to collect their taxes. There won't be any percentage of the crops which they need to feed their army. So therefore, they make a decree that in order that they should get more money, that they should be able to feed their armies, that the people have to farm the land on Shemitah. So in that case, says Rabbeinu David, it would be totally permitted for people to farm the land on Shemitah, because the government is going to kill any farmer who doesn't farm his land. That was what the decree says. So then it's Lahanas Atzman, so therefore it's permitted. Even though this is not simply because of the Gzeiras Hamal, this is not simply because of the Farhesya, it's because of the Gzeiras Hamalchus. So Rabbeinu David actually says this is a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says explicitly that it's permitted to be over on an Avera under this circumstance, even though there's a Shas Gzeiras Hamalchus, because it's only Lahanas Atzman. However, the Ran brings down that the Rambam disagrees, and the Rambam believes that B'Shas Gzeiras Hamalchus, it is usur to be over an Avera, even if the Gzeiras Hamalchus is only Lahanas Atzman. Even if it's not to make the Jews apostatize, it still is forbidden to be over the Avera. So some Achronim want to explain that this is Taloi, and why it is that a person is forbidden from transgressing an Avera B'Shas Gzeiras Hamalchus, if the reason is simply because of Kiddush Hashem, like the way that the Ran says that anything which is done, even in private, B'Shas Gzeiras Hamalchus, is going to become public in the end of the day. So it's going to become public, so even an Avera in private, B'Shas Gzeiras Hamalchus, is like an Avera B'Farhesya. So in that case, it's totally because of Kiddush and Chilul Hashem, and just like Hanas Atzman is Matir doing an Avera B'Farhesya, because there's no issue of Chilul Hashem. Everyone realizes that it's not being done to apostatize, but rather it's simply being done to satisfy the guy's desires. So too, B'Shas Gzeiras Hamalchus. Everyone realizes that the Avera is not being done to apostatize, it's simply being done to satisfy the government's desire for money, and therefore it would be permitted the same way. However, other Rishonim say that the reason that it's Asur to do an Avera, B'Shas Gzeiras Hamalchus, is not because of Chilul Hashem. Rather, the Isser is because we're worried that once people start doing the Avera because of the government decree, they'll keep on doing the Avera forever and ever. Them and their descendants, it'll become as if the Avera is not an Avera for them anymore. So because we're concerned about that, that's such a major concern. It spans so many people, so many generations, so many actions of Avera. So therefore, we're just going to say, stop, give up your life the first time, rather than let this happen. So if that's the case, so it's different from doing an Avera B'Farhesya. Doing an Avera B'Farhesya is a one-time thing, which is Asur because of Chilul Hashem. This is something which is Asur because of public policy concerns. We're worried that people are going to keep on doing the Avera. So therefore, it would be forbidden even if the Malchus made their Gzeira for Hanas Atzman. And similarly, other people give other similar reasons that we're worried that if we tell people that they're allowed to transgress a decree just because the government said they're going to kill, otherwise it's going to encourage the government to make decrees in order to force people to go against the Torah. Yeah, so therefore we say don't do it, and therefore the government will be discouraged from making decrees that force Jews to go against the Torah. So again, if that's the case, then there's no difference between whether it's, you know, whether the decree is Lahanas Atzman or whether the decree is to make Jews apostatize. In the end of the day, we have to tell people to be moser nefesh, to give up their lives rather than to fulfill this decree, because otherwise the public policy that results from that would be destructive. So that would explain the machlokas between the Rambam and Rabbeinu David. What about Avodah Zarah, Giloy Arayos, and Shvichos Damim? So there's another machlokas. The Baal Amar claims that to be over on Giloy Arayos, if the guy only wants to make a Jew be over on Giloy Arayos, Lahanas Atzma, let's say it's a Goyish woman, and she comes to a Jewish man and she says, you should have Giloy Arayos with me, and she's doing it not to make him apostatize, she's doing it simply because she wants to get Hana from him. So in that case, the Baal Amar, and we don't pass it like this Baal Amar, but the Baal Amar says that it would be permitted for the man to be over on Giloy Arayos, because it's only being done Lahanas Atzman, it's not being done to make him apostatize. And he brings a raya, because the Gemara says, how is it that we give these coal scrapers and coal pans to the Zoroastrians on the day of their holiday? Aren't they going to be using this for Avodah Zarah? So it says, how can it be that we're matir this? Says Rava, it must be because Hanas Atzman is mutter. But that's a discussion not of simply being over any particular mitzvah in the Torah, but for Hasi. That's a discussion about being over at Avodah Zarah, because we're giving them coal pans, and the Zoroastrians worship the coals and they worship the fire. So therefore, we're giving them utensils that they're going to use for Avodah Zarah. So it must be, says the Baal Amar, that even Avodah Zarah is mutter if the Goyim are doing it not to make the Jews apostatize, but simply to facilitate their own mishagasin, in order to facilitate their own Hana. So therefore, the Baal Amar says it's going to be mutter even to be over on Giloy Arayos, Avodah Zarah, or Shvichos Damim, maybe not Shvichos Damim, but for sure Giloy Arayos and Avodah Zarah, if the Goyim are simply making the people do it for their own benefit and not to make the Jews apostatize. This is the Shitas Baal Amar. Presumably, the Baal Amar understands that even Gilui Ma'aseh will deserve Shvichus Damim, which the Gemara derives from the pasuk of Ahavas Hashem, Ve'ahav Ta'is Hashem Elokecha, are also only because of Kiddush Hashem Rechilul Hashem, and therefore, just like Hanas Atzman can be Matthew any Avir Befer Hesya, which is an Indian of Kiddush Hashem, because when it's Lahanas Atzman, there is no Chilul Hashem, so too, Gilui Ma'aseh will deserve Shvichus Damim, when it's Lahanas Atzman, there's no Chilul Hashem, and therefore it's permitted to transgress. This would seem to be the shita of the Baal Hamar. So far we've analyzed how Hanas Atzman applies to all three of these cases, and lechor it depends on whether the case of Gzeiras Hamalchus and Gilui Ma'aseh Avodah Zarah Shvichus Damim are because of Chilul Hashem, or whether they're because of independent reasons, namely public policy and Ahavas Hashem. So that's the discussion about Hanas Atzman. Karka Olam, right, a passive transgression, is also a discussion, but again, the Gemara initially applies it only to being over on Navira Befer Hesya. It doesn't seem to apply it to the case of Gzeiras Hamalchus and the case of Arayos. Tosfos says that Karka Olam is also a heter for Gilui Arayos. In fact, it's even more of a heter for Gilui Arayos than it is for Chilul Hashem. And the Rambam, the way that it's interpreted by Reb Chaim, says that it doesn't apply to Gilui Arayos, that Karka Olam is only a heter for Chilul Hashem. It's not a heter for Gilui Arayos. And similarly, you can find similar statements in the Ran and in Rabbeinu Yonah. So, again, we don't have time to analyze that fully right now, but basically one could understand it in light of the conceptual framework developed earlier. And finally, the third question is Goyim. The Gemara has a shaila whether Goy has a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, or whether Goyim don't have a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. So the Gemara brings a raya, maybe that Goyim have no mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem from the fact that Naaman, the general, right, of Chatzar, so when he promised Elisha he's never going to serve Avodah Zarah, he says, you have to make one exception for me, that when my master, when the king of Chatzar is leaning on my shoulder to go bow down to his Avodah Zarah, so when he wants to bow down, I have to lower myself so he can bow down. So Naaman said to Elisha, I apologize, please make an exception for this one case when I'm going to be over Avodah Zarah. So in that case, basically, he's an honest. The king is going to kill him if he doesn't perform this function. And yet the Gemara says that Elisha seemed on the surface to permit it. So it must be, says the Gemara, that Goyim have no mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. And that's why Naaman was permitted to be over on this Avira of Avodah Zarah rather than give up his life when the king of Chatzar wanted to make him bow down, because it was Lehanoas, well, it seemed that it was Lehanoas Atzman. I'm leaving that aside even. So the question that's asked is, what do you mean that this is an issue of... The Gemara answered that Naaman was not transgressing anything, because when he bowed down with the king of Chatzar, it was only Betzina, it was only in private. So there's no Chilul Hashem. Chilul Hashem is only Befer Hesya, it's only in public. Naaman was bowing down in private, and that's why he wasn't transgressing anything. But had Naaman bowed down in public, Yitaka would have been transgressing. So the Ramban and the Ran ask, one second, even if you'll tell me that what Naaman was doing was not in a violation of performing any mitzvah, any avera b'far hesya, and thereby being mechalal Hashem, at least it's Avodah Zarah. At least it's Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is aser even b'tzina. So, l'chora, how can Elisha have given Naaman a heter for bowing down b'tzina simply because it wasn't in public? Avodah Zarah is aser even b'tzina. So to that, the Ramban distinguishes and says, no, that Chilul Hashem only applies by any avera b'far hesya. B'tzina, Avodah Zarah, is not because of Chilul Hashem, it's because of Avas Hashem. Avas Hashem is clear that it only applies to Jews, doesn't apply to Goyim. It's only Chilul Hashem and Kiddush Hashem, which we think may apply to Goyim. So therefore, it's for sure that Jews have a mitzvah to sacrifice their life rather than serve Avodah Zarah even in private, because of their mitzvah of Avas Hashem. That Ava demands being faithful. A person loves his wife, he's faithful to his wife, he doesn't go and, you know, find other women. So too, a person loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's faithful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't find other gods, he doesn't serve Avodah Zarah. That's Ava and faithfulness, those are connected to one another, and that's unique for the Jews. When the Goyim have a mitzvah, let's say, of Kiddush Hashem or Chilul Hashem, so that would only apply to doing an Aver B'far Hesya, which would be in total public, but if it's going to be Betzina, so then there's no inyan of Chilul Hashem, and that's why it was clear that Naaman was Potter if it was Betzina, even though he was transgressing Avodah Zarah. So again, this seems to be an important critical distinction between the chiyuv to be Moser Nefesh, but Sina for Gilei Arayis Avodah Zarah Shvichos Damam, which is because of Ahavas Hashem, as opposed to the chiyuv to be Moser Nefesh on any mitzvah Bifar Hestia, which is because of the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem and not being Mechalal Hashem. And this would go in accordance with the Shita of the Rabbeinu David and the Rambam earlier, who said that Hanas Atzman also is not a heter for Avodah Zarah. But according to the Baal Amar, who says that Hanas Atzman is a heter for Avodah Zarah, because after that sounds like that the Isser of Avodah Zarah Betzina is also an Isser of Chilul Hashem, and maybe that would be more in accordance with the Kasha of the Ran than with the Teretz of the Ramban.